Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Jessica Schiff. She is Ms. Galaxy 2018. That's tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I am so excited. Tonight, we have Jessica Schiff. She is Ms. Galaxy 2018. I'm Tim Kretschmann. I'm your host. You're watching the Pageant Cast, brought to you from the beautiful banks of landscapes, landfills, and lakes. It's Muskego, Wisconsin. And we're going all the way across the world with our Skype line, and we are dropping the other side of the line in beautiful Texas. And by beautiful, of course, who I mean is Jessica Schiff. She's Ms. Galaxy 2018. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Jim.
It is fantastic to get to talk to you tonight. We are very excited. And of course, we want to wish all of our live fans to go ahead in the chat room and throw some questions at me in case I get stuck. I love to look at the chat room and see what you guys have to say as well. So where am I calling you exactly? Texas is a big state. Where am I calling you?
Yeah, Texas is a very big state. I actually am just north of Austin. I'm in a little town called Georgetown. So it's a cute little town. It's growing like crazy, and pretty soon it's going to be just as big as Austin.
I'm pretty certain that's not true, because I'm told that there is nothing small in all of Texas, so it can't be a little town.
I'm little.
Are you? I don't know. I'm looking at the crown. It's gigantic that's on your head.
Well, that's not little, but I'm little.
I don't know. Well, you pack a powerful punch, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So one question we like to ask a lot of the young ladies that come on this program is we like to ask about their past or what pageants they got involved in earlier. We call them pagecedents, which is your past pageant experience. So what past pageant experience have you had?
Oh, gosh. Well, I started competing when I was about 12 years old, and I want to say that carried on until about 18 or 19, and then I had a long break, and then finally started again just a couple of years ago here in my 30s. Mm-hmm. So I started when I was 12. It was actually the Teen All-American system, which is no longer around.
Okay.
But I had gotten the little letter in the mail. I'm sure some pageants still do that. Get the girls all hyped up, and they think, oh, I can be this big movie star. Or, you know, I was super shy, and I thought, you know what, this would be a lot of fun. And so I asked my mom at the time and said, this is something I want to do. And she let me do it. It took me 3 years, and then I finally won Texas Teen All-American, and then went off to Miami to compete at Teen All-American. So I've had a lot.
Wow, yeah. Now, you say you're in the 30s. I don't believe that, by the way.
I am. My birthday's on Saturday. I'm going to be 35.
Wow. Yeah, well, I would sing happy birthday to you, but frankly, the copyright police would attack me and pull me down to the ground and beat me repeatedly to the face. So I can't do that, but happy birthday to you. Now, you mentioned letters, and I hear this all the time. It's particularly big in NAM, where they send out letters, and that got you hyped up to do pageants. What type of letter is this that gets you all excited? What do you remember from that letter that was like, that's it, I'm going to go do some pageants?
You know, that was one of the systems, and gosh, it's been so long now. I want to say, like, Halle Berry and some of the bigger names, they had all done it. A lot of soap opera actresses had won in that system. And just kind of had that start that, you know, you look up to at that age, like the movie stars, models, and all that stuff. So there was a lot of big names. And when I saw that, that, of course, was one big thing that attracted me to it at that particular time.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, once you start getting into all this, Texas obviously has a huge infrastructure in place for pageants. It's not like up here in Milwaukee, where people basically ask their local cow and say, hey, in between making cheese, could you tell me how to get involved in pageants? But I do need to ask you, are there any particular websites or any publications that you follow to get your pageantry news? Do you hear it from word of mouth, or how do you get information about pageants?
You know, probably the pageant planet's always really huge. It I know is. I've watched a lot of your stuff for a long time.
Oh, hold on. Hold
I feel
on,
like
hold
I know
on,
you already.
But I'm very jealous of Stephen Roddy. First of all, he's gorgeous. But also, he has got just a fantastic site and a lot of people, great people that work for him over there. But I'm glad that some people still watch me over here just plunking along. That's great. What type of information are you looking for in those websites? I was trying to find out the next pageant that you're looking at, or what type of information are you looking for?
A little bit. You know, they do so much stuff, whether it's about your wardrobe or about interviews, photography. I mean, they have everything. So no matter what it is, if you're looking for the best designer or the best, you know, photographer, makeup, all of it, you just kind of have a section for everything. So it's always different. I know for me, I'm always kind of hunting to see, you know, what's everybody wearing, which of course I'm on one of those now with the hit or miss, and that's always scary. Please everybody be nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I know I enjoy hit or miss. And it's always a lot of fun, but they're just constantly creating content over there. They're a real busy group, and I give them kudos for all their hard work. So, okay, let's get to actually Galaxy. What made you choose Galaxy? As you know, there's about 10,000 pageants out there, particularly in Texas. What was it that drew you to the Galaxy pageant in particular?
You know, I've always loved it. I kind of joke it's like my arch nemesis. When I was still doing teen pageants and Miss pageants, they were actually, I think Galaxy was actually the very last pageant I did when I finally retired at 18 or 19.
Retired.
So it was always one of those I was going for. I loved all the different categories, you know, the different areas of competition. It was just always a lot of fun, a lot of really sweet girls. The directors I had at the time, obviously, I think international was different. It wasn't Maria at that point. Mm-hmm. But I just loved it. And so when I came back at 30, whatever it would have been, 32, 33, whenever I was Mrs. Texas Galaxy, it was just the only thing, like, it's still mine. I never got it back then. I'm going to get it. And it took me a little bit, but I got it.
Now, what is your favorite phase of competition at Galaxy?
You know, I'm probably going to have to say swimsuit, even though it's kind of a love-hate relationship, but it always pushes me because I know I got to go bust my butt in the gym and I've got to work out really
hard. Okay, we have gotten to that part of the show that everybody loves, but they sometimes don't admit it. It is show and tell. See, we get out the blackboard. It's just like the old days. There we go. And what did you bring for us for show and tell?
Okay, so I have to make sure I show this well. I'm not engaged. Since you said that, I got to make sure I show this with what finger that's on.
Okay.
But this ring that I got was passed down to me from my grandmother. It was my dad's mom. And I never had the opportunity to meet her. So I got the ring at a very young age. And I actually have carried this ring with me through all my years of pageantry, and I wear it every time I interview right now.
Okay.
But even at Galaxy, I had it on then too, and you couldn't see it, but if you look really closely in some of my interview photos, you can see I got it and I have it turned around. So I always turn it around so it's not a distraction, but it's there. So I've always got it close to me.
That is such a wonderful story. I just love that. Now, always when I have a Galaxy lady on, I do have to ask about the crown. The crown, it seems sizable. Can you give us a feeling for what that is on your head?
No, how I can like show you, I'm gonna show you how much I need Botox, but
okay.
But it is massive. It is amazing. And Maria has done an incredible job with it. It's definitely 1,000 times more an upgrade than what the last one was, and I absolutely loved the last one. So I'm very fortunate to get to be one of the first ones to wear this new crown.
Well, the sparkle factor is off the charts. Unbelievable. Now, have you ever, okay, I have to ask, did you ever put it on a scale just to find out how much that is that you're putting on your head?
No, I think Maria might have. I might have to ask her. Maybe I can text her real quick. But I need to. It's got to be a good couple of pounds, because I can tell you right now my head's ready to just fall off. I'm going to need Advil in a minute.
You did confirm for me before the show that it's heavier than the old one. And the old one was very sizable. I think that was a couple of pounds. So this thing's got to be even more. So that, congratulations for keeping your head upright. That's always nice. All right. Okay. So next question I have here are, what type of appearances have you had this year? What sort of things have you been up to?
Well, so far with this particular title, I've done some donation work. I've done judging pageants. When I had my Texas title, I did a whole bunch of stuff with that one. Mm-hmm. So I've got a lot of the things I did with my Texas title that'll be coming up again this year now, which I'll be kind of repeating and doing a lot of that stuff. So one of my favorites, which I'm sure you're going to ask me which one, but one of my favorites was doing flags at Fort Sam. And it was just amazing to go out there and place all the flags and just see that whole field out there, just thousands and thousands of tombs, and, you know, see the flags next to it. It's an amazing sight. And if you've never seen something like that, I recommend everybody to either volunteer and do it or just go out and take it all in, because it's pretty surreal.
Fantastic. Now, always listening to this show and watching this show, there's a lot of young ladies that are trying to decide if they should get in pageants A and if they should get into the Galaxy pageants B. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to look right into that camera and talk to those young ladies and tell them, should they get involved in this pageant? Should they get involved in pageants in general? And what are some of the benefits?
Pageants in general, I 100% completely support that. My daughter, actually, she's ready to do it after watching me over the last couple of years with this stuff. I can honestly say when I started out, I wouldn't be able to have this conversation right here whatsoever. I remember it's always a joke, you know, when they would make you go up to the microphone and say your name, your age, and where you were from. I would go up and it was like, Jessica, and I'm like running past the microphone. And they were like, who was that girl that just went by? And each year I just got more confident. I could talk better, you know, communicate, be in the interview room and not totally freak out. I mean, by any means am I a good interview person whatsoever, but you know, I do my best. I've gotten better. Confidence on stage, it really just does a lot for you. It just builds different characteristics in you that I don't think I would have had I not done it. But for Galaxy, all the way, no doubt. Whether you're a newbie or whether you're a veteran, I think everybody should try this system. It has something for everybody. The emphasis on just the woman, the today's woman, and what you're out there doing is just a good platform. And Maria does a really good job. The pageant itself is put together very, very well. You definitely are made to feel like a queen, not only because of the crown, but we have our infamous floor shot, which you're very fortunate if you get to be part of that. And luckily I am. But I definitely would say Galaxy all the way. I try to recommend everybody that hasn't started yet. And I can honestly say my little girl, when I finally decide to put her in, that will be the system that I put her into first.
Fantastic. And we want to remind everybody, there's a lot of ways to follow Jessica throughout the year. You can, oh wait, I have to look up at you now. Okay. you have an Instagram at Ms. Galaxy 2018, and you can follow the Galaxy pageants at the international level at Miss Galaxy Pageant, and at the Texas level at Texas Galaxy Pageant. That's Instagram. That's just Instagram. That's one social network. But if you want even more, and you know that you do, go to Facebook and follow Ms. Galaxy, Galaxy Pageants, and Texas Galaxy Pageant. And when you're done with all that, start reading every single post for the last, what, year or so, Jessica? Is that what it should be?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, look down when you're talking to me now. There you go. Just like the Brady Bunch, right? Hi. That actually worked. I could see you.
It did.
Yeah. Fantastic. And what are some things that people should look out for from you? You have anything coming up in the near future?
I do. I've got a couple of different donation things I'm going to be doing with some books and clothes. I'll be visiting the Ronald McDonald House to do some donation drops. I've got a fashion show I'll be doing in a couple of months for Alzheimer's Association. Quite a bit of stuff. I've got another one. I'm going to be donating my old wedding dress. Yeah, I'm divorced, sadly enough. But I do have a beautiful wedding dress that I'll never wear again, obviously, and I'm not going to pass it down. So I found this ministry place that basically takes the dresses and makes angel baby gowns out of it. And so it's such a sweet thing. I mean, it's a sad situation, but it's such a sweet thing for the families, you know, that are going through that stuff, and for them to have this little piece of something beautiful to put on their little angel baby to lay them to rest in. And so I'm really excited to send my dress off for that. And so I'm super excited about that.
Now, I actually have heard this question in pageant interviews, so I've started using it from time to time. This is not meant to be morbid, but do you have a few items on your bucket list that you'd like to share with us? What are some things you're still looking forward to doing?
Traveling, for sure. I think pageantry might be done after this for me. I think I might have to hang this all up after this is said and done, since I got the title that I've always wanted. I think I call it quits now.
Yeah, that is something. When you have that all-elusive title, it's always nice to go out on that, so I understand that.
Go out on top.
Now, when it comes to travel, I'm sure what you're thinking is, after hearing that Muskego is the land of landfills and lakes, you're thinking, I need to come visit Muskego. And let me tell you, it's a fantastic place to visit. So come on up.
I will have to do that. I'm up for anything, really. I mean, that's not quite Bora Bora, the Maldives and all that, but, you know, it's probably somewhere right in there.
I'm sure it is. It's at least as exciting as Las Vegas at 4 a.m. About 200 miles north. It's about that interesting. So where are some of your dream locations?
That would probably be some of them. I was hoping to try to get out to the UK for their pageant in March, but I'm not sure if I can make it work. But if I can, I'd love to be out there for that, because that's just insane. You can tell from the photos and videos, it would just be a blast.
Holly puts on a fantastic pageant. Holly is absolutely fantastic. It would be worth it. It's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, probably just, I mean, you always see, like, you scroll through Facebook and all these things are always popping up. You're like, ooh, I'd like to go there. Ooh, that one looks really nice, too. So, honestly, the Maldives, I think, is the one that just continuously keeps popping up. I'm like, okay, some point, sometime, that's got to happen.
I'm lucky enough, I'm going to Hawaii for my second time this year, and I'm so excited. I can't wait. So if that isn't on your list, make sure you add
it. I've been to Maui.
You have been to Maui.
Actually, when I got married, we did our honeymoon there for 2 weeks, which that was overkill, but it was amazing.
Yeah, wonderful. Did you see any whales while you were out there?
I did. It was in March, so it was kind of the end of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, one female with a bajillion males, and they were all kinds of active and crazy, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's when I'm going out there, and the whole idea of one male and millions of females, that is a dream come true.
Right.
Well, you've been an absolute delight to have on the show. Now, something we like to do at the end of these programs, and you may have been warned about this, we like to see your best pageant wave. That's right, the absolute best pageant wave. Now let me set the scene for you. You're on the back of a car in a convertible, and you are waving. So let's see the wave on both sides. Let's get this here. Okay, go again, because I was kind of in the way there. Okay, that is more of a circular pattern that is being done. Now, have you developed that over time, or is that a natural wave?
It's natural. I think I came out of the womb doing that.
You did. I'm sure your mom was really pleased, particularly with those nails. And she had the crown on, by the way. So mom was in for, she's like, just give me something for this. I can't take it.
Right.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. You were absolutely lovely, and I know our audience is going to love this interview with one of the most lovely ladies in pageantry. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jessica Schiff, Ms. Galaxy 2018. Jessica, Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams.
Oh, she even said Tierra Dreams. You are my new crush.